to have baptisms on this day when we read the story of Jesus' own baptism is a particular blessing. For lots of reasons, of course, it's just a flat-out blessing to witness how the community of faith can come to welcome and nurture children in all kinds of ways, and that it's up to all of us to share this wondrous faith with those coming after us, and in particular, those beautiful children from today. Specifically, though, when we read about Jesus' own baptism, it's clear from the text that baptism is not, it's substantial. It's not a dry ritual, not just a rite of passage, but in fact, a life-changing, life-giving choice, a costly, consequential commitment of a choice. In the case of children, the choice is not theirs, but ours and their caregivers, but a choice nonetheless, whose consequences are profound. To watch and listen to John the Baptist down at the Jordan calling people to the water, I skipped the part where he called them a brood of vipers. So it makes it clear that in John's mind, this is really important. He's angry that the world, his country, his religious system, the whole thing, he's angry that it's gone wrong, is not honoring God or the God of their ancestors and the God who daily, graciously, persistently, insistently calls them to lead lives that honor God's intent. He's angry. He's mad. And he's saying, this world is a mess and we can do something about it. So get down here in the water, plunge and pledge so that as far as it depends on you, God will be honored in this world. He's calling them to live lives that are righteous and holy. And sometimes we don't know what righteous and holy really mean, and neither did the people. So they asked him, what should we do? He said, so what should we do? And today, I just want to focus on two things from that text. His answer to what they should do, and the image of the chaff and the grain. So they said, what should we do? And he kind of said, look, this is not rocket science. If there's somebody who doesn't have a boat, and you have two boats, right? So the life that we give to us, that we give when we enter the water, is that kind of life. If somebody needs a boat and I have one, give it to them. Generous, kind, and compassionate, living with integrity and honesty. You don't need some degree. You don't need. You just need you. The water is basic and primal, our original ancestor. It remembers things. It remembers the garden, God's original intent for wholeness and health and happiness and dignity for everybody, not to mention cults. John's message is the same. Let's get back to that, he says. Let's get back to the water, back to the truth, back to God. I really like that. And the second thing is sort of like unto it. The wheat and the chaff. That has been preached as though it means, you know, the wheat God will store in the granary and the chaff will burn in unquenchable fire. I've heard that preach about separate people. Some people are wheat, some people are chaff. I think that that is not a true understanding of what the wheat and chaff are, even in a literal way. Every grain of wheat is covered with a protective layer. That's the chaff, right? So, I'm no farmer, but I think that's right. I think that's the most logical, true meaning of the image, is that like grains of wheat, we have things around us that we use to protect ourselves or to cover ourselves who we really are. And that's really, in the end, not necessary. In the world of God, we don't need those. This is a call, I think, to get rid of everything except the nugget, the core, the heart, the grain of who we are. Get rid of the stuff that will cover and surround ourselves and get in the way. Get back to the grain of wheat inside each person. Back to the nutritious core of what our world is meant to be, and get rid of everything that keeps us from that. So, a call to the water, a call to generous, compassionate lives, and a call to the truth at the core of reality. And let the wind and the fire sweep away everything that keeps us from that truth. And I wish this for Tia and Kingsley, and I wish it for you and for me and for our church as we sift and sort and decide what's chaff and what's grain. And I wish it for our world. May we all return to the water. May God bless you as you think about these things. Amen.